In December, 3 months after Puerto Rico got hit by Maria, a spokesperson for their island's tourism industry declared the island open for business. Kind of odd, considering a lot of Puerto Rico remains without power. Even parts of the capital, San Juan, which had been online, were plunged into darkness last night after a fire at a power substation. So I imagine many would-be visitors might still be asking themselves, should we go now or give the island more time to recover? Arnie Weissman is editor-in-chief of the trade journal Travel Weekly, and I asked him if someone is considering a vacation to Puerto Rico or Dominica or another island devastated by a storm last year, should they do it?
The answer is a hard maybe. It would depend on the island, the area. For instance, in Puerto Rico, Old San Juan has been up and running. They do have occasional issues. I think what happened with the power outage was certainly unpredictable and not typical. But when you look at, there's a desire to help a destination often, and there's nothing better you could do than stay at their hotels, eat at their restaurants, and shop. If you look at what a lot of the people there have been facing, they may have lost loved ones, they may have lost property, and they may very well have lost their source of income because they're tourism workers. The one area that you can help the most would be to actually go back to the destination and spend some money.
I mean, you've got well-heeled tourists happy to be on vacation and people who are in pain, who are suffering. And we recall the terrible earthquake in Haiti in 2010. There were cruise ships that continued to anchor at a beach there. I mean, it was far from the devastation, but there were people who were outraged by the optics of these tourists in a country with so much suffering. You just said that some would bring money, much-needed money, to the country. So how do you kind of weigh that out?
Yeah, I mean, there's really is a sense, first of all, you know, do you want to vacation? And when I say vacation, I mean lying on the beach, doing all the types of things someone likes to do during their leisure time in an area that's just experienced significant tragedy. And what I think you have to do is be very sensitive to the destination, the people there themselves.
What is your opinion of voluntourism, people who are tourists but also in their time there, wherever they go, they build walls or dig ditches? Is that helpful?
Yeah, it can be. I mean, I think you have to vet very carefully the organization you're doing it with. There's actually an organization, a nonprofit, that is in the travel industry in the U.S. that has developed a program for travel agents called Good Travel Advisors, and they are helping travel agents be able to decide which of these programs actually is helpful and which are actually just exploitive.
Arnie, there's also the other concern of disaster tourism investment. There are reports of Wall Street investors who are looking at San Juan, Puerto Rico as a place to buy cheap and sell high right now. And there's also Robert De Niro reportedly sticking to his plans to build a Nobu resort in Barbuda, which was, as you know, 95% destroyed by Hurricane Maria. One headline asks if De Niro is a privatization hero. I guess I'd ask the same about all these investors. They are bringing money. They're helping rebuild, but it feels opportunistic. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that capital has no morals. If they're there and nobody else is, then it can help rebuild, for sure. But it's also, I would say, questionable about if this would be the absolute appropriate thing to do at this moment. That could be very good. But if it's a completely exploitive situation, I'd feel queasy.
Arnie Weissman, the editor-in-chief of Travel Weekly, thanks very much.
Thank you.